Welcome back to the Orange County Economic Development Summit for a conversation on workforce development. And now, your host, Aaron Keck.
Thanks for joining us here on the Hill as we talk about economic development in Orange County, what has happened, what is happening, and what's in the works, and how it impacts you and all of us who spend our time here in Orange County. Talking about workforce development this half hour, as Orange County always works to create a skilled and readily employable workforce, partnering with a bunch of institutions to provide education in trade skills and STEM fields and healthcare and more. And that brings together many different organizations and businesses and governmental agencies and non-governmental agencies and more. So a lot to talk about this half hour. We are joined here in the studio by Mark Markopoulos, Orange County Board of Commissioners. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
Penny Gluck, who is the Executive Dean of Orange County Operations at Durham Tech Community College. Penny, good to have you here in the studio.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Emily Kreutzer, who is the owner of Carborough Plumbing. Emily, good to be with you as well.
Thank you for having me.
And finally, last but not least, Robin Gallagher is the Career Development Coordinator at Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. Robin, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Mark, let me begin with you to give us an overview of the importance of workforce development when it comes to economic development. And I know we can talk about this forever because we were just in Lawrence, Kansas, and we saw some really cool facilities and had a conversation about this. So what is happening in Orange County?
Well, there's a growing desire to see more vocational training, and I feel like we're moving steadily toward giving more opportunities to folks to get into the trades. Like, there used to be opportunities when I was growing up. I took shop classes, and there was just much more exposure to that. And I'm a builder as well as a county commissioner, and I struggled to find employees. And I tell young people whenever I can that if they work with me for a summer, they can make $15 to $20 an hour the next year, mm-hmm. right? It's a great opportunity, an untapped opportunity. And beyond that, even if you decide to work in the trades for a few years, you can go do something else. And then when you own your own home, you can actually fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely sold on that. So how do you see the gap or the lack of skilled workers, that gap that we've seen not just locally but across the country? How do you see that affecting economic development?
Well, it affects the cost of housing,
mm-hmm.
and it affects the cost of all sorts of businesses that need folks who know how to do the nuts and bolts of daily work.
So we're talking about the impact of workforce development, and for that we turn to the schools. We'll talk about Durham Tech in a second, but let's start with the K-12 schools, Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools, and for that we turn to Robin Gallagher. So what is happening at the K-12 level in order, in terms of promoting workforce development and promoting these important skills?
Well, we work as diligently as we can to, let students and parents know of the skilled, the jobs that will go unfilled because of the need for skilled labor.
Mm-hmm.
We even have trouble finding teachers to fill some of those positions. We lost our cabinet making because of that. We do have automotive. We have the Public Safety Academy with firefighting credentials and EMT. We have the Project Lead the Way courses in middle school and high school for engineering. And we also have the biomed classes in the high school.
How popular are they?
Extremely.
Yeah. More so? Is that a growing trend?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
More and more. We've had to hire a new teacher almost every year.
Wow. Yeah. So over to Penny Gluck for Durham Tech and going up to the community college level, what's happening at Durham Tech in terms of workforce development?
And I think Durham Tech, like most of the community colleges, are really starting to hear from parents, from the public school system, from local business, I mean, the need and the untapped area in the trades. And that old term of vocational, I think, now is getting a new lens. Mm-hmm. And there's much more focus on the importance. And I really appreciate what Mark said, that students and parents need to look at career paths, not just am I going to go to college or am I not going to go to college. It's a whole new way of looking at career opportunities that individuals have, and you continually build on those skills. So we're excited about the conversation, especially since coming back from Lawrence, Kansas, where we were able to see the local school system partner with the community college, the Chamber of Commerce, and I think all those partners need to be at the table to make sure that that kind of programming has students that are taking it, has industry that's partnered to make sure that families know that there are jobs, there are sustainable jobs. So that's exciting for me that we've really seen that increased interest and collaboration to have it happen here locally.
And I know a lot of what's happening involves collaboration between the K-12 school districts, Chapel Hill Carborough and Orange County and Durham Tech. So what are some of those collaborative efforts that are happening now?
Well, I think they're at the planning wishing stage,
okay.
But that's huge compared to even 5 years ago when we didn't have the sense of urgency that this is really important and we need to make this happen. So I think there's not just talk, but very substantial conversation that what else can we put in place in the next year, in the next 2 years that benefit the community, benefit economic development, and benefit industry.
Robin?
Yeah, and I do believe all that's in the pipeline. The one thing that we do have, though, is the public safety mm-hmm. with Durham Tech, the firefighting and EMT. So we have done that with the collaboration as well.
Right. Tell us about the Orange Connect Scholarship. What is that and what does it entail?
Do I get to steal Mark's thunder?
Okay.
because I
didn't ask anyone in particular, so whoever wants to jump in first.
And we're ecstatic about this. 3 years ago, I believe that's right, Mark, the Orange County Commissioners established Orange Connect Funds. So any high school graduate from the Orange County Schools or the Chapel Hill Carborough Schools that attended Durham Tech, county tax dollars were provided to them for a $500 per semester for up to $2,000 to continue their education at Durham Tech. Mm. So over the last 2 years, we've doubled the number of graduates that are coming to Durham Tech. There's still maybe a greater percentage that are looking at completing an AA or an AS degree and then transferring on. That's great. It saves families a tremendous amount of money, probably half the cost of a four-year degree, but we continually want them to also look at all the array of other programs that are available that have just potential career paths.
What are some of the most popular ones, and what are the ones that you're looking to make more popular?
Right. I would say the trades have become more popular, and we are working to HVAC, plumbing, construction trades, estimating, are just a few that we're hearing mainly from business that this is needed, and schools are partnering with us to really have students take a look at that. But we have a number that are now in the public safety arena, EMS, health, obviously. We have Surge Tech, a new program at the Orange County campus this year that they actually were on with you a month ago, is our anesthesia technology curriculum. So there's a number of health programs, a number of trades, and then public safety is probably another area that's large.
Is there alternative energy training?
The sustainability, we have some through our industrial systems. Clean air, and don't ask me more about that, Mark.
That's a huge job market.
It is, yeah.
You know, you can almost every week you can see Strata Solar advertising for,
and it's only going to get bigger.
More
right?
employees,
yeah.
Right.
Speaking with Mark Markopoulos, Penny Gluck, Robin Gallagher, Emily Kuritzer, we're talking about workforce development. Mark's already mentioned the importance of having a skilled workforce locally for businesses that are in the area. And for more on that, I want to turn to Emily Kuritzer with Carborough Plumbing. How important is it for you to have a community that trains students in skilled trades, plumbing in this particular instance, and what are your needs and are they being filled?
Our needs are being filled creatively through our own apprenticeship program, because unfortunately there is not anything locally yet to help create more plumbers or apprentices. So we have a program that just through our own business where we train people on the job and then they can become plumbers with us. And two of our five plumbers started with us as apprentices. We have 3 apprentices right now, and we're always looking to grow because we believe we can train you on the skills. We can't train you on how to be an honest, trustworthy, hardworking person. So we are definitely on board with anything that is going to be coming down the pipeline. I think it's great. The only program that's close by is Wake does have a licensure program. Mm-hmm. But we really like hiring in our community because we find that they're more, most of our customers are in Orange County. All of our employees live in Orange County. So it's great to be able to kind of, they know our community. They're more connected with it. They're more connected with our customers. They know the kind of work we want to do and what we expect. So we'd love to be able to hire more from our community and just stick with that area.
How much would it mean for you to have a program at a Durham Tech or a Chapel Hill Carver City Schools?
We'd be able to grow more.
Yeah.
We'd be able to grow more because we would be definitely willing to partner with them in order to help create jobs for those graduates. And I know that it's not just us that are looking for employees as well. There's other plumbing companies that feel that way, and there's other trades as well.
Robin Gallagher was right at the moment of training people to be honest and trustworthy people is when you started to point at the mic. But yeah,
I did. I go to many conferences and see a lot of workforce panels, and every time they say to me, we can train them, mm-hmm. but we can't train them to have the soft skills, as they call them. Now they're calling them more essential skills, to be able to communicate, to be ethical, to, in other words, show up on time, to be able to write something, to have teamwork. Mm-hmm. And when middle schoolers ask me, what can I do to be ready, career and college ready, I say, you can practice soft skills, and we go over those. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that I think we need to remind our young students of.
Well, this is the reason for, like, the well-rounded education, mm-hmm. right? The skills in the humanities and the social sciences and the hard sciences and also vocational skills. Mm-hmm. Like, they all work together, right?
Yes.
So over to Penny Gluck from Durham Tech, what more needs to be done and what more can be done, not just in terms of partnering with the school system, but we saw this in Lawrence as well, community colleges and school systems also partnering with businesses to generate those necessary programs.
Right, I mean, I think you summed it up, that, mm-hmm. I mean, those are the critical partners that really need to collaborate to make things happen. And so I'm encouraged that we're having those kinds of conversations and a real commitment to working together. And I think a missing link for several years was that we really weren't reaching out to make sure that we were hearing from industry and figuring out ways how we can partner with them. Mm-hmm.
So what is happening that people ought to know about? That you're allowed to talk
that,
about.
That I'm allowed, that I'm allowed to talk about. I mean, we certainly have had conversations with all 3 school systems in our service area, the local chamber of commerces, the commissioners in both Durham County and Orange County, looking at ways that we can make the idea become a reality, and then obviously with the school systems and needing to prioritize to begin with, which out of all the needs that everybody wants are the ones that there's agreement and collaboration are the first to start, because the reality is we're not going to be able to do everything mm-hmm. all at once, and I don't even know that we would have industry or even students that would be knocking and down the doors to initially take those mm-hmm. to take those classes.
Mark Markopoulos.
So I know the Durham Orange Chatham Homebuilders Association has been actively promoting mm-hmm. trades education to the point of actually attempting to start a training program, thinking all along the way that the community colleges are better set up to do that. But I am certain that there would be money for tools through the Home Builders Association. That's a collaboration that is, you know, in its infancy, but wanting to grow. In the same way that the automotive company provided all the lifts and tools in Lawrence, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. and gave these kids a professional workstation to learn on.
I've been thinking about that room for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, that was a really cool space.
Almost made me want to learn how to fix a car.
Robin, what's going on that people ought to know about in the Chapel Hill Carver City Schools?
Well, we do have the automotive, as Mark mentioned. Mm-hmm. What's going on is we're trying to get more information to the middle school students mm-hmm. and parents so that they're aware of some of the pathway opportunities in the high school, so that they have a competitive advantage when they leave high school. Maybe being in a club where you are competitive in nationwide, statewide, even world championships. So that's pretty much kind of what we're trying to do, get it lower, you know, get it in the middle school so that they're ready for it.
Yeah. Emily Kreutzer from Carborough Plumbing. We've talked about the importance of having a trained workforce. What else can this community do, and Orange County government in particular, do to help support and sustain you as a business here in the Carborough area?
Well, we've been very lucky to be in such a great community that we were able to get, I think all businesses should look into the economic development grant as well. Mm-hmm. I know you've already discussed that, but we were proud recipients of that. So I feel like we are being supported by our community. There's certainly more that can be done, and I feel like today is a great starting point, getting us all together to talk so we can create a pipeline to create good paying jobs in the area for our residents.
And then finally, as we wrap up this portion of the conversation, concluding with Commissioner Mark Markopoulos, looking ahead to the future, and you mentioned environmentally sustainable jobs like Strata Solar, but what other kinds of jobs are going to be in demand, and what can Orange County do, and the school systems and the community colleges and all of these different organizations working together do to help meet that demand?
Well, I don't know what futuristic jobs there might be, but you know, just the wide range of jobs in hospitals and hospitality, in labs, in the trades. And to answer a little bit about the question before, I think what's really going to make this work is exhibiting the political will. The community has to step up. So people want it. They're talking about it in their living rooms. They're talking to their kids about it. If people would step up and come to meetings, write letters, and actively lobby and show the support for this kind of change, then the change will happen faster, right? Because you can see that it's happening, right? Changing systems is not easy. It's not cheap. But the squeaky wheel will move this all forward, and we know the support is out there.
Mark Markopoulos, Penny Gluck, Emily Kreutzer, Robin Gallagher, thank you so much for being with us for this conversation today. You're listening to the Orange County Economic Development Summit presented by Orange County Government and the Board of County Commissioners. We're not done. We've got the rest of this hour to go, and we'll be talking about recruiting and retaining businesses on the other side of the break. So stay with us. Much more to come.
You've been listening to the Orange County Economic Development Summit, an exclusive radio presentation on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. Made possible by Orange County Government and the Board of Commissioners. Follow the conversation on Twitter with hashtag GrowInOrangeNC. The summit continues right after this.